makers of Fleischmann's Yeast present I Love a Mystery. I Love a Mystery, presenting the latest adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie, now in the tropical jungles of French Indochina, in search of the ancient and sacred Oriental idol, the Cobra God. With summer here, millions of Americans are saying, "Come on in, the water's fine." So, how about you? Can you swim at all? Or do you want to be a better swimmer? We've got just the book to help you. A complete swim course. 12 easy, fascinating lessons from those experts, Eleanor Holm and Johnny Weissmuller. Think of it. You learn right from champions. The best strokes, the best dives right from the start. Illustrated with a dozen photographs and 50 diagrams. So you can practice at home beginning now. And here's the good news. We'll send you this big Eleanor Holm, Johnny Weissmuller swim book. 32 pages packed with everything you want to know for 6 labels from Fleischmann's Yeast and only 10 cents. The Snake with the Diamond Eyes, a new Carlton Morse adventure thriller. O'clock in the heat of the afternoon with the elephant train deep in the French Indochina jungles in the province of Laos, somewhere near the eastern border of Siam. 3 days ago, back in the village of Luang Ho on the Mekong River, Susan Wells, the only girl in the party, was kidnapped from camp. On the face of a rock cliff where the kidnapper's trail ended abruptly was written a message in Sanskrit. It said that the girl had been called to the Ancient Ones and would not be harmed, that she would be restored to them in 3 days on the edge of the Lake of Floating Islands. In spite of the protests of Hanley, backer of the expedition, Jack decided to take the kidnappers at their word, organized the elephant train, and got the expedition on its way immediately, anxious to get to the Lake of Floating Islands as quickly as possible. And now at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on the third day since Susan was captured, the elephant train plunges through the jungles with the lake still somewhere ahead.
Shadow! Andy! Andy! Shadow!
Man.
Shadow!
I ain't never been so sick of nothing as I am riding this darn elephant. Talk about your rolling, pitching ship.
Feeling better, though, aren't you?
Well, Shadow! If you mean can I sit up and take some fresh air without turning the color of moldy cheese, then I reckon. But if you mean am I a well man, the answer is no.
Oh, another week of this and you would get so you wouldn't mind it a bit.
Another week of riding on the elephant, Reggie, and there'd be just one less Texas boy.
How about you Texas boys with such hardy hombres?
Well, with women, yeah. But whoever said anything about elephants?
Shadow!
Wonder if that fella up on the lead elephant knows for sure just where we're going to.
Well, Mr. Hanley and Setty seem willing enough to follow him.
I thought we were supposed to be at that lake of floating islands by this time. Whatever a floating island is.
Right. The guide on the lead elephant told Mr. Hanley we'd reach the lake by 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and here it is 5.
Well, all I hope is we get there before dark. I hate making camp in the jungles at night.
Right.
And the water buffalo carts with our luggage are so far behind. Even if we get to the lake, we're going to have to wait for them.
Well, why don't we stop here, Summers, and make camp for tonight, and then push on in the morning?
No, we're supposed to meet Susan at the lake today.
Jack, you honest believe that?
What do you mean?
Why, Susan was kidnapped from our camp. When girls get kidnapped in this kind of country, they usually stay kidnapped.
Oh, this is different.
Yeah, son, you got more faith than I have.
Oh, look here, Doc.
Well, fellas go to all the trouble of stealing a white gal. Tain't in the cards. They'd give her back of their own accord.
The message on the face of the cliff said Susan would be returned to us at the lake in 3 days. This is the third day.
Can you believe everything you read?
Well, in this case, I do.
Well, why?
First, because the writer of the message had no reason to leave word unless he wanted to relieve our minds and to reassure us. Second, the message was in Sanskrit, which is a very ancient language. It's used only by a small group of men of high intelligence and unusual culture.
Oh, you mean the mere fact that she's in the hands of men who use Sanskrit proves that she's not in danger?
Well, at least it proves she's not in the hands of slave traders.
Now, son, you ain't convinced Mr. Hanley that. He still thinks the slavers has got her.
Mr. Hanley doesn't know what he believes.
I doubt if he does at that.
Well, how about us calling up ahead yonder and at least finding out how much longer they think it is to the lake of floating island?
Hey, go ahead.
You think I won't, huh? Hey, for the next elephant. And Mr. Hanley.
Crashing through the brush kills your voice up there.
Yeah. Hey, elephant boy. You, sitting there on the elephant's eyebrow.
Jack, huh?
Well, make this your elephant gallop up alongside that next elephant. Now look, galoop, 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 crash, 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 see? Run them elephant up alongside elephant, you savvy?
You're wonderful, Doc.
Don't you get the idea, fella?
Nine thunder.
Hey, now look, fast. You know fast?
Huh?
What's that mean, yes or no?
Come on, say ho.
Hey, now look, look, like this. Kick him in the ribs. Get up. You know get up?
No. Nine thunder.
What you shaking your head about?
You might as well give it up, Doc. You're not getting anywhere.
Well, a few birds would give me some help.
Why not relax and take things as they come?
Well, don't you want to know how soon we're going to get to that lake?
Well, we'll get there when we get there. Asking questions isn't going to get us there any faster.
Yeah. Ain't you curious neither, Red?
Well, look here. We're doing all right.
Mean to say you're enjoying yourself?
Well, this howdah isn't at all uncomfortable.
Yeah, I've got my own opinions about that. Another thing I want to know
about. Relax, will you?
I'll be doggone if I will.
Okay.
What I want to ask was, what the heck is these here floating islands we keep on hearing about? Lake of Floating Islands. Now, what's that? Seaweed or something like that?
No. Stone.
Huh?
Stone.
Stone islands that float?
Well, they don't actually float.
I say they don't.
According to the information I got out of Hanley, they're tiny affairs. The biggest one's not more than an acre. There are hundreds of them in this big lake we're coming to.
Well, that don't explain the floating part.
Well, I was coming to that. Hanley says these little islands have been standing for so many thousands of years that the lapping water's worn the bases down so they look like they got no bases at all. Actually, they're shaped a lot like champagne glasses. The bowl corresponds to the part of the island above the water level and the stem to the base of the island.
Shadow!
Sure, that's an oddity.
And all these islands are standing around on stems, just like the toads do.
Yeah. Gives them the effect of floating.
Yeah, doggone. What you know about that? Well, what's going to happen once we get to this here lake?
Well, meet Susan first.
Yeah, if and when she comes.
I say, Mr. Hanley stopped his elephant. They're waiting for us to catch up.
You don't reckon they lost, do you?
Oh, why, say.
Well, after all, there ain't no trails or nothing. We're just plowing ahead through the jungle.
Well, I rather think the elephant keeper knows where he's taking his elephants.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I say, bring your elephants alongside. Hurry it along now, hurry
it
along.
Hurry it along. Wonder if he wants me to get off and push.
Shadow! 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 Shadow!
Well, we're drawing up alongside.
All right. All right, stop him.
Stop, Joe!
What's the matter, Mr. Hanley?
Suddenly, use your eyes.
What do you mean?
Look over there through the trees.
I say.
Hey, Jack, it's water.
Yes, yes, the Lake of Floating Islands.
You mean we're at our destination?
Certainly, my boy, certainly. We'll make camp on the edge of the lake for the night.
Well, hot dog, I ain't never heard nothing that sounded so good.
Where's Surtees? I thought he was riding in your howdah.
He was, but I sent him back on one of the spare elephants.
Back?
Yes. I found a shortcut for the water buffalo and ponies. He went back to show them the way.
Well, what we're waiting for? Let's go on over to the edge of the lake.
Well, all right. Watch out now. We've got to cross this piece of swamp before we hit the higher ground along the edge of the lake.
Swamp, huh? Can the elephants make it?
Well, apparently. Elephant boys don't seem much concerned.
Be great if one of them is to get stuck or fall down with us.
Yeah, you mind if I get out and walk?
Walk?
That's what I said, walk.
You wouldn't have any more chance of walking through that swamp alive than other... Well, you just wouldn't, that's all.
Well, why not?
Why not? Poisonous insects, reptiles, horrid little plants and animals that breed death. Vicious, ugly things that...
All that yon in the swamp, huh?
Exactly. So you stay right where you are on the elephant.
Don't worry, he'll stay on the elephant as long as the elephant stays on his feet. Let's get started.
All right. Your elephant's to lead off.
You want us to take the lead?
Isn't that what I said?
I say, you want to see what happens to us before you go through, eh?
Well, isn't that what I hired you for, isn't it? Isn't it?
Oh, sure.
Shut up, you two. Hey, elephant boy. Go on.
I get you, say, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Go on. Lead off.
Jalo! Jalo! Aye, Jalo! Jalo!
Jale! I say, here we go into the swamp.
are we rocking in the brig.
Hang on and save your breath.
Man, oh, man. If that strap holding this howdah on ever bust loose, we're going to end up in mud clean up down there.
I say, not a great deal more of it should go through.
Yeah. We're going to make it, all right.
Jolly! Jolly!
I say, do you see that?
I see what?
It's a snake big as round as my body. 20, 30 feet long.
A snake? 20, 30 foot long?
Yeah, I swear it. That is one monster.
Jack, you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm a fella wanting to walk through this.
I say, my hair's still standing up on the back of my neck.
Okay, we made it. Yeah. We're coming out of the swamp.
Dotto!
Boy, but that's a steep bank I have.
Yeah, hang on. Here we go.
Well, we made it, huh?
Yeah, right, Phil. And look there. Look there. We're right on the edge of the lake.
Well, I'd be doggone if we ain't.
Hey, elephant boy.
Mm.
Hey, boy, pull up.
Stand the monkey, huh?
Yeah, stop the elephant. We're on dry ground. It's far enough.
Dajau! Be good! Dajau!
Oh, boy. Am I glad to be through that.
Yeah, quite. Here comes Mr. Hanley's elephant and the others.
All right. Crawl out of the out and let the elephant lift you down.
Yeah, that's one part of this I just don't like at all. Letting that elephant wrap his trunk around me.
Oh, I say, I don't mind. All right, boy, take me down.
Nichi low.
All right. Here I go. Well, thanks for the lift.
Okay, go ahead, Doc.
Okay, son, if I got to. All right, elephant boy, tell me I'm on down.
Nichi low.
Okay, now take it easy, will you? Don't get so familiar with that darn trunk, will you? How to get hugged by elephant.
I say, Doc, he's fairly gentle with us.
Yeah. Well, thank you, pal. Yeah, he ain't busting no ribs yet.
All right, boy, I'm ready.
Nichi low.
So this here's a lake, a floating island.
Jolly big piece of water.
Yeah. Is them the floating islands out there?
Bit hard to make out much. Sundown. Mountains throwing long shadows across the lake.
Hey, is them the floating islands out there, Jack?
Yeah, I suppose so. We'll be able to tell more tomorrow morning. Hey, I wonder why Hanley got off his elephant down there.
Well, he's coming over here. Let's ask him.
Sure, what a beautiful body of water. With that great snow-capped mountain for a backdrop.
Uh-huh. Whoever would have thought there was an inland lake like this up in this part of the country.
What's the matter, Hanley?
What's that?
Why'd you leave your elephants back there?
Well, the head keeper said there's a good place to tether the animals overnight.
Oh, that's it.
Your boys to take your elephants down there. Boy.
Mm.
Boy, take elephant that way. Take elephant back.
Uta?
Yes. Down with the others.
Jello! Mm. Jelly!
Well, Packet,
what's the matter now?
Here we are at the Lake of Floating Islands.
Yeah, so I gather. What about it?
And this is the third day out of Luang Ho. The third day since Susan was kidnapped.
Yeah?
Well, where is she?
I don't know.
But you guaranteed her. You guaranteed her safe return.
Yeah. Messy said we'd meet her here on the edge of the lake on the third day.
Exactly. And you were fool enough to believe the message.
I still believe it.
All right, then. Produce Susan. Produce her. Where is she?
Well, if you won't be too impatient, I...
I say, listen.
Jack, Mr. Hanley!
Susan.
Hey, Yana, she is coming across the swamp.
Swamp?
Yeah, Surtees is bringing her. Riding across the swamp on his elephant.
I say, and look who's with them.
Doggone if it ain't the mystery woman herself.
Susan has been returned. But later that same evening, death draws close to the expedition's campfires on the bank of the Lake of Floating Islands. But more of that in just a moment. Right now, here's an invitation from America's champion swimmers, Eleanor Holm and Johnny Weissmuller. They want to show you how to be an expert swimmer, how to conquer fear of the water, how to do the crawl and breaststroke, how to dive gracefully, so you'll have more fun this summer in the water, be more popular, develop a trim, graceful figure. See how easy it is once you get this big Johnny Weissmuller Eleanor Holmes swim book. 32 pages, 12 easy swimming lessons, diagrams and photographs. Everything beginners need to know. And special tips to make good swimmers even better. A complete swim course that's worth real money. And that's yours for only 10 cents and 6 labels from Fleischmann's Jeep. Thank you.
After spending 2 days in the high place of the Ancient Ones on the Magic Mountain, the Mystery Woman and I were brought down on ponies to meet you people here by the lake. And about all that happened.
Man, what an experience. You mean they actually got a cathedral up on the top of that mountain?
That's right, Doc.
I say, and the Ancient Ones are actually priests who were head of the Khmer religion hundreds of years ago?
Well, I believe they are.
Why?
Because the Ancient One I met seemed to be ageless. And because the Mystery Woman here said so.
You really think that?
Yes. It is just as I told Miss Wells. The Ancient Ones are the Ancient Ones. And there is no understanding them according to mortal standards.
Well, what about it, Certes? Do you believe in these Ancient Ones?
My believing?
It is more than believing, isn't it, Certes?
It being more than believing. My knowing with heart, with head, with soul.
I say, whether it's so or not, you had a very exciting time of it. I envy you.
Yes, I'm glad it happened. But I don't mind saying I'm glad to be sitting here in front of our own campfire by the lake with you who are my friends about me.
You have been surrounded with friends all the time.
Yes, I suppose I have, but I mean these particular friends. You know, it's queer how Surtees happened to run onto us this afternoon. I mean, in all this jungle, that he should have crossed our trail on our way down from the mountain.
Yes, jolly bit of good luck.
Not at all.
I say, it wasn't.
No, it was planned that way. That is how it was meant to be.
You mean the Ancient Ones?
Yes. The Ancient Ones arranged it.
Hey, that's darn voodoo.
Baloney.
You don't believe it, huh?
No.
It's just as well. Nothing will be changed, whether you believe it or not.
Mr. Hanley, what's the matter with you?
Nothing.
But you've been sitting here all evening, hardly a word out of you.
I don't like it, that's all.
You don't like what?
The Mystery Woman. What's she doing here? Why has she joined the expedition?
Mr. Hanley, what a horrible thing to say.
Never mind. My feelings are not easily hurt.
But, madam, why are you here? Why, I ask you, why?
You know that as well as I do, Mr. Hanley.
What's that?
I have never made any effort to hide my mission. I am delegated by the Ancient Ones to make sure that the Cobra God which you seek shall neither be taken secretly from Nars, nor shall it be brought to light, where it would surely cause a religious uprising throughout the East.
In other words, you're here to steal the Cobra God the moment I lay hands on it.
Not to steal it. To prevent you from stealing it.
Ah, it's lost now, isn't it?
It is.
Then it belongs to whoever finds it.
No. It belongs to an ancient religion. It belongs to the people of Laos. It is the heart and soul of a once great people.
Susan?
Yes, Mr. Henley?
What have you to do with this woman?
Why, nothing. Why do you ask that?
Are you in cahoots with her to steal the Cobra God when I find it?
No, Mr. Hanley, I have only one interest in the Cobra God.
Oh, you have an interest? I thought so.
Perhaps you'd like to know what that interest is.
Yes, I would. I would indeed.
My father, Dr. Wells, is in this neighborhood somewhere, also looking for the Cobra God. The Ancient Ones told me.
So, and you prefer him to reach it before me. I see.
No, you certainly do not see. I don't want either of you to find it.
Hey, sugar, after we come all this way to...
I don't want either of you to find it because I know that for you to try to get out of French Indochina with that little idol means your death. Your death, Mr. Hanley. My father's death.
Joe.
Who says so? Who's going to cause our death? Who?
I will, Mr. Hanley.
Hey, look. Are you coming right out and out and saying that you'll murder us to get that snake with the diamond eye?
I'm giving fair warning.
The creature's mad. Threatening to kill us. Mad, I say. Packard.
Yeah?
Take her prisoner. Tie her up.
No, not touching woman with death around her shoulders.
What's this?
Not doing my begging.
And what business is it of yours?
Not doing...
Well, why don't you answer, Setis? What business is it of yours?
Everybody being playthings in hands of woman with death around her shoulder. Everybody being dead with great agony. A female person wishing to saying so.
Packard, you heard me. Make this woman a prisoner.
Just a minute.
You heard her threaten me with death?
Yes, I heard her, but if you...
Then take her. Tie her up.
Mr. Hanley.
Well.
Will you keep still and let me handle this my way?
Well, certainly, but...
Well, then do it.
Yes, of course.
Now then, priestess or mystery woman or whoever you are...
I'm listening.
You understand, of course, we're perfectly within our rights to do what Mr. Hanley wishes.
Are you indeed?
Certainly. You've threatened us. Why shouldn't we protect ourselves by holding you prisoner until we've accomplished our purpose?
I think under ordinary circumstances, you'd be well advised to do just that.
I don't want to make you a prisoner. You understand that?
Well, that's very kind of you.
No, I mean that seriously.
It's surprising that a man so considerate would think for 1 minute of participating in such a desecration as your Mr. Hanley proposes.
Desecration?
Yes, the removal of a religious symbol, which has been sacred to millions of souls for thousands of years, is nothing less than desecration.
I say, that's a different picture than I had of this expedition.
How you mean, Ray?
Well, I thought we were looking for something which had no particular meaning at this time except money value. I mean, like the opening of King Tut's tomb, that sort of thing.
That was a sacrilege and a desecration also, but on a lesser scale.
You hear this, Mr. Hanley?
Yes, yes, I hear it.
Well?
Well, why don't you do what you're told? Why don't you make her a prisoner?
You have no feeling for other people's rights in this idol?
Other people's rights? What rights? The thing has been lost for centuries. What good has it done anyone? What good's it going to do if it stays hidden?
There'll be a lot of good and evil mixed up in this business.
Now, are you going to stand there and talk balderdash, or are you going to tie that woman up?
I'm not going to do either.
What's that?
I'm not going to tie her up.
Oh, mutiny, eh? Mutiny.
I'm in charge of this expedition out here, and my belief is we'd be endangering all of us to tie her up.
You're afraid of her.
No.
I say you are. Long, Doc Long.
Yeah?
And you, York.
What?
Tie that woman up. Make her a prisoner. And I'll double the pay of each of you when we get back to San Francisco.
Oh, not me, mister.
What's that? York?
Not a chance.
But I'm offering you double.
Oh, look at Mr. Hanley. Double or nothing. When Jack says no, the answer is no, as far as me and Reggie's concerned.
Right.
But the woman is threatening to kill me.
Now, look, maybe if we just do the right thing, Mr. Hanley, everything will turn out all right.
Yes, Doc, yes, that's it, the right thing. All we've got to do is the right thing. That's what the Ancient One told me.
And what is the right thing, I should like to know?
Well, turn the Cobra God over to the Ancient Ones when we find it, looks like.
Oh, you people are crazy. Utterly, hopelessly crazy.
Begging pardon, am I hearing something?
Listen.
It seems to be coming from out on the lake.
Yes, on the lake.
Well, hadn't we ought to kind of be getting our shooting pistols in working order?
Yeah. Surtees.
Yes, Master Gat Packard.
Go down and get the elephant keepers and the native camp boys.
My doing.
Wait. Don't bring them out here on the bank. Keep them back in the bushes.
Yes, my doing.
We can't handle the situation. Have them come in yelling and fighting.
My thinking that being a very good idea.
Where'd Hanley go?
Into his tent, I think.
Hanley? Hanley, you hear me?
Well, what is it now?
Somebody's coming from out on the lake. Get ready for a fight.
What's that?
I said get ready for a fight.
Fight? Fight? Are we being attacked?
Listen.
What do we do?
We'll fight if we have to.
Yes, fight. I want my rifle. Yes. My rifle.
Doggone if he ain't screwier than a bad bug.
I say, they must be in canoes. I heard their oars in the water.
Listen.
Sure don't sound like a very vicious bunch of folk.
Hey, this isn't some of your work. The mystery woman. Susan, where's the mystery woman?
Well, she was right here by the fire a minute ago.
She's not by the fire now. Anybody see her leave?
Not me, fella.
Nor I.
Jack, you think this gang coming might be in cahoots with the mystery woman?
I don't know.
What do you mean, cahoots?
Well, maybe they're coming to take us prisoners and finish us off like that mystery woman threat.
Oh, no, Doc. And besides, she threatened death only if Mr. Hanley refused to give up the Cobra God.
I say, listen, the chanting stopped.
Huh. Doggone if it ain't.
Where is it now? Where are they? Let me at them. I'm ready for them. Where are they?
They're out there. They stopped the chanting.
Oh, so I see. Wait a minute. Where's the mystery woman?
She seems to have walked out on her.
Walked out?
Listen.
You know what he says? Can you translate?
Yes, of course. He says, peace be with you forever and ever.
Oh, that's a noble sentiment. Answer him.
All right. Tum salamut raho. Jack.
Well?
He says his master wants to come ashore and talk with us.
Okay. Tell him to come alone.
All right. Boat archa. Akele bejo. He's coming. Listen.
Hey. He jumped out of the boat.
Yes, he's waiting ashore.
Reggie. Get a couple of reed flares burning and bring them here.
Yeah, right-o.
It's queer. Who would want to be seeing us?
Hmm. Well, he's getting closer. Can you see him, Jack?
No, not yet.
Flares, Jack.
Huh? Oh, thanks. Listen.
Hey, yonder he is. I can see him.
Jack!
What's the matter?
My father. He's my father.
Henley, you fool. What'd you do that for?
I got him. I got him. There's one man who'll never lay hands on the Cobra God.
But he was my father. My father!
Join us again next Thursday for more startling developments in I Love a Mystery. And before then, send for your big How to Swim book. 12 illustrated lessons from those experts, Eleanor Holm and Johnny Weissmutter. All you want to know right from the start. How to float, how to dive, and all the latest, most important strokes. Life-saving secrets, amusing water stunts, and special lessons for beginners. We'll send your book for 6 labels from Fleischmann's Yeast and only 10 cents. And this summer, take part in one of the great events of all time, the World's Fair of 1940 in New York. Visit the Standard Brands building with its big free marionette show, its fascinating Fleischmann's Yeast exhibit, and the many other unforgettable free features. In New York, too, our good friends, the National Association of Retail Grocers of America, are meeting next week for their annual convention. And we're glad to join now with our listeners in wishing them a most successful gathering. A nationwide appeal. The American Red Cross asks all Americans to contribute quickly to its fund for the relief of children, the women, and the aged who are suffering in the wake of war. The place to give, at your local Red Cross chapter. The time, as soon as you possibly can. The further adventures of the three comrades on the trail of the snake with the diamond eyes will come to you next Thursday at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you through the courtesy of the makers of Fleischmann's Yeast. This is the National Broadcasting Company.